Today's Shir's Masechta, Gittin Daf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin on Beis, the bottom line. In our previous Shir, the Gemara, the Mishnah and the Gemara had discussed quite extensively the need to have a date in a get. So begins our Gemara, Amalei Ravina LeRava. Ravina asked Rava, Kasve, if somebody wrote a get for his wife, thus say, Bekissei, and he put it into his pocket with the following thinking. Dima Faisa, if we'll be able to make peace between ourselves, Tafais, we won't use it for a get. But at the end, unfortunately, they weren't able to come to terms with each other, and then they got divorced. Mai, what will be the halacha? Because the get, of course, is not effective. She's not considered divorced until she actually receives the get. And the concern that we learned in our previous share, that if the date is earlier than they actually got divorced, and his wife will have had relations with someone else between the time the get was written with the date on the get, the wife will be able to say that I was already divorced. I wasn't an Eishes Ish. And the other consideration that we learned in our previous year is that we know that a husband is entitled to Nechsi Malug, to the Nechsi Malug, or the payrus of the Nechsi Malug, that a wife brings into the marriage. So what will be the halacha, suggests the Gemara, if this woman will, the man will sell those assets after the date in the get. If the man will sell those assets after the date in the get, he will claim, well, the reason I was allowed to sell those assets because they were, the wife will claim that he had no right to sell those assets because we were divorced. And she'll go to the people who bought those assets and say, you have no right to use those assets. They belong to me. But actually, they were not divorced yet. And since they weren't divorced yet, she doesn't have a right to those assets. So why would the halacha be that a man can walk around with such a get? Why should such a get be valid? Amalei says, Rav Tervino, Chazal were not concerned for such a situation. Because lemagdim inish peronasi lenafshei, a person doesn't want to do this. A person is not interested in getting divorced. And therefore, people aren't going to walk around with gittin in their pockets, worried on the assumption that we may get divorced. And therefore, it becomes something that is unlikely. The Chassam Sofer, the Shas Chus Chassam Sofer, Eved Ezer, Chelek Aleph Simon Samach Tes, says, based on this, there's always a question that should people prepare for themselves a place where they will be buried after they leave the world? And he says that based on our Gemara of Lo Magdim Inish Peronos LeNafshei, a person should perhaps not be thinking and preparing for such a situation. And he brings a raya that we find that when Sari Imenu was Nifter, that's when Avraham Avinu went to look for a kever for her, found the Maris Machpela, clearly indicating that he was not looking for it before that time. So, of course, the Mefarshim ask, but sometimes, particularly in certain locations, there's a difficulty finding a cipher and finding Edim. So maybe that's why he prepared the get, not because he's interested in getting divorced. So explain the Rishonim that that's exactly what the Gemara means to say. The Gemara means to say that as difficult as it may be to write a get, people still not going to prepare a get if it's not necessarily. And therefore, Chazal don't have to be concerned about such a situation. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Gittin Habam De Sayam. Women who receive a get that the husband sends them the get from Din Sayam. The Michtavi, that the get is written B'nissen. The get was written in the month of Nisan. However, Flematu at Tishrei, they don't arrive until Tishrei. In those days, the delivery of a get took quite a while. Bali says the Gemara, Ma'ilu b'chacham b'chatantam. So we've learned that you need to have a date in a get for the various reasons. Here, ask the Gemara, and the way the Ritva helps us understand the Gemara is that a letter taking that long to arrive from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael was very common. And since, so we can't say that it's Milsa D'Loi Shchicha. And yet, Chazal accepted such a get. Why did Chazal accept such a get? All the concern about Peiris and about Shebi Chapa Basa Chaysoi should be there. Amalei, to which he responded, Hanukol Eslahu. When a get comes from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, it's well known. There's a call around it, and people will know exactly when the get was written. And since everybody will know when the get was actually received and when they actually got divorced, all of the concerns that we have don't exist. But ask the Avodah Nezer. The Avodah Nezer asks in Avodah Ezer Kuf Pei Ches a very fundamental question. And that is that many times in Shas, we find different takanas, different rules, that the reason for the rules are not always still applicable. Yet the rule is that a rule is a rule. Once Chazal made a Kzeira, once Chazal made a takana, it remains in place under all circumstances. So why over here are we treating it differently? So he answers that when the original rule that we learned in our previous year was instituted, that a get has a date, it was only instituted really in a time and a place where they gave Mises Besdin for a woman who was Mizana. As we discussed in our previous year, that whole reason doesn't really apply Mizmanazah. The whole concept of Shem Yechapa Bas Al-Khoisai doesn't really apply Mizmanazah. And since it doesn't really apply Mizmanazah, that's why it's not considered that we're violating a takana. Itmar, says the Gemara, we know that when a woman gets divorced or a woman becomes an almana, the halacha is that she's not allowed to get married for another 3 months. The Gemara gives two reasons as to why. One is because Chazal wanted every child to know exactly his yichus, who his father is. And if we're going to allow a get, if we're going to allow this woman to get married within 3 months, we won't know if she has a child immediately, if it's a baby, if it's a child of the first husband or a child of the second husband. And because of that, Chazal wanted our yichus to be clear, and they said we should wait for 3 months. The other reason is, if the child is not exactly certain who his parent is, we may end up with a terrible situation where relatives will get married to each other. And in order to avoid such a possibility, Chazal said that they shouldn't get married until the woman should not get married for 3 months. So now the Gemara's question, of course, is when a couple got divorced and we have the 3 month rule, which is known as Havchana. The question that we need to understand is, from when do we count those 3 months? Itmar, main the same money will get. From when do we start counting those 3 months? Rav Mishas Nesina, we start counting from the when the get was actually given. The Shmuel Amar, we start counting from the Shas Nesina. Shas Ksiva, we write from when the get was written. So according to Shmuel, asked Achroinim, when in our previous year we had a discussion, why is there a date and a get? The Gemara could have given this reason. The Gemara could have said, because the date is to know when to start counting the 3 months. So indeed, says the Karav Nesano, that entire discussion that we had in our previous year with the reason for a date isn't according to Shmuel. It's only according to Rav's opinion. Another teretz that the Kavanah Sanhel gives is that even though Shmuel says that we start counting from the 3 months, Shmuel would not have a problem counting from when the get was actually given. And therefore, if he just is lenient and allows us to count from when the get was written. But since you could also count when the get was given, it's not so important to start to have a date in the get. We'll start counting from when the get was given. And therefore, that can't be a good enough reason for counting, if a good enough reason for needing a date in a get. Maskel of Rav Noson bar Hoshea l'Shmuel, that you say that we're going to count from the day that the get was written. Yomru. So we can have a situation, Shtei Noshim b'chatzar achas, that two women who were married to one man, and he wrote the get, and he gave them a get on before he left, as we often have in Shas, that people, before they traveled, would write gittin because they didn't know what would happen. And Zuasura, this woman may not get married, the Zumateris, because we're going to follow the dates of the get, and maybe they don't have the same date, and that people won't understand. Amal Abaya, says Abaya, that is not a concern, because since each one of these gittin have a date, Zuzman gittin mechichla, the Zuzman gittin mechichla, people follow the dates, and the fact that the gittin might have been given at the same day doesn't make a difference. What's important to us is when the get was at, what's the date? Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei the Rav, there's a brisa that supports Rav's opinion, Tanya Kavasei the Shmuel, and there's a brisa that supports Shmuel's opinion. Tanya Kavasei the Rav, Hashoich get, somebody sends a get to his wife, it took the shliach who's bringing the get 3 months to arrive, the halach is that she has to wait 3 months. But we're not worried that for get yoshin. The concept of a get yoshin is that if a husband writes a get for his wife, and after they write the get, they are together alone, we are concerned that get becomes disqualified. That get becomes a get yoshon, and people will, because we're concerned that maybe they made up during that time and they had relations at that time. The get yoshon and choshon, we're not worried for that, shreilin sacharima, because the reality is they weren't together, even though there was a long time between when the get was written and the get was delivered. Tanya Kavasei the Shmuel, but says the Gemara. So here we see we follow the time when the get was actually delivered. But says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei the Shmuel, there's a brisa that supports Shmuel's opinion. The brisa says a mashal shkitl ishtoi vamaloi. Somebody wrote a get to his wife and he told the shliach al titnei loy, don't give it to her el achash loy shchadoshim mishenasin lo. Once he gives her the get, b'teres l'nasim yad, she doesn't have to wait. Will get yoshin, and the same thing, that maybe they were together during that time, ain't choshin, we need not be concerned. Shreil and Sachma, as long as they weren't together, we need not be concerned. Says the Gemara, what is the halacha l'maisa? Says the Gemara, of Kahana, v'rapapi, v'rav'ashi, of the Mishas Ksiva, they started counting, like Shmuel, the 3 months from the date of the get. Rapapa, Rav Huna, Bered, Rishua, Avdi, Mishas, Nesina, they started from the time that the get was actually given. Vilchsa, and the Gemara says, the halacha is that we start counting Mishas, Ksiva. Rav Kiva Eger has a question. When the Gemara says that we count from Shas, Ksiva, what does that mean? When the get was actually written, or was from when the get was signed? So, Rav Kiva Eger says that even though Shmuel is taking a lenient opinion, we can't be that lenient. And what we have to take on that is that the Gemara means from the time of signing, not from the time of writing. There was a story where a butcher was caught having non-kosher meat in his butcher shop. And of course, the Rabbanon immediately announced that they are removing the certification from that store, and one may not buy meat from that store. The question that came up was somebody had meat in their refrigerator, in their freezer, from the store from before that announcement was made. May that meat be used or not? So the Tefuah Shor says that before we start discussing the actual halacha on how to view the status of that meat, he says we have to be machmer. He said because our Gemara just said that two women who got divorced at the same time, but the dates on the gittin were not the same time. The Gemara says people will say, the Gemara was concerned that people will say, Zu asur v'zu muteris. Why is this woman mutter and this to get remarried and this woman asur? And the Gemara gave a teretz only because each get has a date on it, and the date, it makes it obvious that they have different dates, and because they have different dates, that's why people would not have the question. He says, from here we clearly see that, however, that if a psak is issued that is difficult to understand, that people won't be able, to understand the psak, there the halacha is that we don't issue such a psak. Therefore, he says similarly here, if the Rabbanan was so concerned about the kashrus of the meat in that store, and they removed Ashgacha, etc., to now go and say that the meat that was bought before is not problematic is something that people won't be able to say, people won't be able to understand. And the Tefuah Shor says, a psak that people won't be able to understand is a psak that should not be issued. The halacha is that during the Shemitah year, one, of course, may not work his fields in Eretz Yisrael. That's a halacha that applies in Eretz Yisrael. But there's another halacha that applies in Shemitah. And that is the halacha of Shemitah's Ksafim, that all loans become canceled during the Shemitah year. So what's the halacha of a ksuba? So first we're going to speak about a Baruch Shem, a ksuba, where a couple is still married. So a couple that's still married, the ksuba, of course, is not canceled by the Shemitah year. The reason the ksuba is not canceled by the Shemitah year, because the Shemitah only cancels a loan that is due. But the ksuba, if the couple, Baruch Shem, is still married, is not due yet. And therefore, the ksuba is not canceled. The question that we're going to discuss is if somebody divorced his wife before the Shemitah year. So now the ksuba is due. The question is, does the Shemitah cancel that obligation? So says the Gemara, Itmar, Memesai Ksuba Mishametis, at what point does the Shemitah cancel the Ksuba? Rava Mishim Tifkam, from the moment that the woman requests the Ksuba payment, even if she didn't request payment of the entire Ksuba, but as soon as she requested payment, so she turned the ksuba in from being a ksuba, which doesn't have Shemitah rules, v'tiska. And what she says is, I want partial payment. And she also says that the balance should be alva, that people pay me. And under normal circumstances, the halacha is that a ksuba, even though the couple already got divorced, is still not, Shemitah doesn't cancel it. Because the Torah, it's not included in what the Torah says, lo yigosh, that you're not allowed to demand payment, because she hasn't demanded payment. And moreover, a ksuba is a maisa bezdin. However, says Rav, the moment she took partial payment, it does become like a regular loan, and therefore the pasuk of La Yigosh kicks in. And since she turned the rest of the ksuba into a loan, it's considered a regular loan document, which we know that Loch is a loan document. Shemitah cancels. Shmuel Amar, but Shmuel takes a different approach. It says the Gemara, Pogma, as soon as she took partial payment of the ksuba, apish leizakfa, even though she didn't turn the rest of the ksuba into a loan, or zakfa, if she transferred the ksuba from being a ksuba into a loan, apish leipogma, even though she hasn't taken any payment, the halacha is that point the ksuba becomes a loan, and since at that point the ksuba becomes a loan, Shemitah cancels it. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi the Rav, Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, Mehem Esai Ksuba Mishamentis, at what point does the Shemitah cancel the Ksuba? Mishatifkaim Vitiskaiv. She takes partial payment, and she turned the rest of what she's owed into a loan. Pogma V'loi Zokva, but if she took partial payment, but she didn't turn the rest of it into a loan, or vice versa, Zokma, she turned the Ksuba obligation into a loan, but she hasn't taken any payment. Any mishametis, the Brisa teaches us it's not going to, Shemitah won't affect it. Only achetigvoim v'tiskoim. Shmuel, clearly like Rav's opinion, that you have to have both conditions, you have to have both conditions met. But Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel, oinus, if somebody violated a woman, that the Torah says that if somebody violates a woman, he has to give Chamishim Kesef to the father of this girl who's a psula, the Knas. Somebody who married a psula, and then he was Maitzi Shemra, he said that she wasn't a psula, and of course, and it turns out that what he said was not true, and the Torah says that in those circumstances, he has to pay to the father Meya Kesef, or Pitui, somebody who seduced a psula to have relations with her, him, that he has to pay the father Chamishim Kesef, or the ksuba that we're discussing, and all these cases, if they were turned into a loan, then Shemitah cancels them. In Lav, if they weren't turned into a loan, ain't Mishamtim, Shemitah doesn't cancel them. And says the Gemara, at what point is it considered that it were turned into a loan? Mishas Hamadim B'din. As soon as there was a Din Torah, as soon as the Din Torah commenced, and there's a claim that you owe us the money, whatever the different types of obligations that we just learned, the halach is that they become a loan. Amr Shmuel, says Shmuel. So, says the Gemara. The Gemara spoke about Shemitah. And as we said, the halach is that a regular loan, certainly the halacha is Shemitah cancels them. The Mishnah Masechta Shviyah says that if the loiva offers to repay an obligation after Shemitah, if the loiva offers to pay, the mava must say to him, Mishamatani, I am forgiving you, as the Torah demands. If the loiva still insists on paying, the halacha is that he could take payment. The Rameim says that the halacha of Shemitah Kesafim only takes place if the malva says Mishamatani. If the malva doesn't say Mishamatani, then says the Rameim, technically the loiva has to pay it back. The Michas Chinuch disagrees with the Rameim. The Michas Chinuch says that the halacha of Shemitah Kesafim is halacha midaraisa. The words that he uses is that Shemitah is an afkata de malka. It's a halacha that the Torah instituted. The malva saying mishamatani or not is not relevant. It's the right thing to do. But all it really accomplishes, it just confirms that he recognizes that the Torah canceled the debt. The halacha also, of course, we know is throughout Shas that women are exempt from mitzvah sasei shazman grama. So the Sefer Reish Bikurim considers whether Shemitah Kesafim is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama because it only takes place every 7 years during the Shemitah year. And therefore, if it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, then women would not be obligated to say mishamet ani to money that's owed to them. So Rav Yosef Engel makes a comment. He says that if the Miches Chinuch is correct, that Shemitah's Ksofim happens automatically, not like the Ireyim, that Zafkata de Malka, that as soon as Shemitah comes, the loans are canceled, we could understand why there wouldn't be a difference between a loan owed to a man versus a loan owed to a woman. However, asks Rabbi Yosef Engel, according to the Ireyim, who says that Shemitah's Ksofim only kicks in when the Malva says, Mishamet ani, and now we're saying that Shemitah is a mitzvah sasatious man, grumma, and women, therefore, are not obligated to say Mishamet ani. And according to the Ireyim, if you don't say Mishamet ani, the loan is not canceled. So why, asked the Ireyim, is there a discussion in our Gemara? If an obligation to the woman of the Ksuba is or isn't canceled by Shemitah, the woman's not obligated to say Mishamet ani, and therefore the loan shouldn't be canceled, no matter what the circumstances are. Tifgaim, Tiskaif, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that obviously our Gemara is saying that Shemitah's Ksofim does apply by women. So either it's a raya that Shemitah, to the opinion of the Miches Chinuch, or he says that Shemitah's Ksofim is not considered a mitzvah to say Shazman Groma. Why? Because indeed, the halacha Shemitah's Ksofim only begins by the Shemitah year. But once the Shemitah year comes, that loan is canceled forever. Since that loan will remain canceled forever, that's what it's not considered mitzvah seishes man grama. Another pshat, he says, is where is there halacha that women are exempt from mitzvah seishes man grama? He says it only applies by mitzvahs that are, he says, it only applies the mitzvahs that apply to iser. The mitzvahs that apply to mamonis, to financial situation, there is no halacha of mitzvah seishes man grama. Shemitah's Ksofim, he says, is a financial situation. And since it's a financial situation, he says, there we don't have the exemption that women have in mitzvah seishes man grama. Amar Shmuel, continues the Gemara, Ksuba kamas bezdin damya. Since bezdin, the halacha obligates every husband to write a ksuba is not something that a husband has a right to say, I don't want to give. The halacha is that ksuba is considered ma'aseh bezdin. Ma ma'aseh bezdin, therefore he says, just like ma'aseh bezdin, nechtovim b'yoyim v'nechtol b'layla, bezdin's psak could be written by day and signed by night. Af ksuba, therefore the same thing will apply by ksuba, nechtemes b'yoyim, we could write the ksuba by day, nechtemes b'layla. And says the Gemara, Ksubasa Rav Chiya bar Rav, the Ksuba Rav Chiya bar Rav, Ichta B'yoyim, was written by day, Ichta B'layla, it was signed at night. Have a Rav Hossam, and Rav was there as this Ksuba was written this way, and he didn't say anything. Says the Gemara, Lema. So says the Gemara, it seems that Shmuel Svirlei, that he holds like Shmuel, that there is no issue if the Ksuba was written by day, and only signed the next night. Says the Gemara, we can't bring a raya from that story. Why can't we bring a raya from that story? Because Asukim ba'isa inyan, they were busy with the ksuba the entire time. The Tanya Amar Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik, lo yishanu, when the Chacham said that a shtar that's written by day and signed by night is a problem, they only said that's a problem if she'ain Asukim ba'isa inyan. If they're busy with this issue the whole time, then the halacha is kosher. And this is an important issue, because many times we could come to a wedding and the ksuba is being prepared, but the chuppah is only at night. So the Miches Pitim quotes in Evan Ezra Simon Samach Vav Sif Aleph, quotes the Ramah Mepanu that says that as long as they made a kinyan on the ksuba by day, even though the chuppah was only done by night, the ksuba is fine. But the Eizah Mekodesh says that he has a problem with that, because a wife, a woman, only becomes a wife at the time of the chuppah. And in the ksuba, it says, v'haveli lintu. So if the ksuba was written and signed by day, but the couple only got married by night, which is already the next day in our calendar, how could you say that that ksuba is accurate and correct and acceptable when it says haveli lintu and they aren't married? And in fact, Reb Moshe, the Shas Tshuvas Igros Moshe, Evan Ezer Chelik Dalet Simen Kuf Hei, Or Chaim Chelik Hei Simen Samach Tes, says that even though our Gemara is being lenient about a ksuba that's written by day and signed by night, he says, because the world that they lived in was a very different world than our world. In their world, as we often learn in our shiurim, erusin took place, and once a woman is mureses, she is considered an eishes ish. She is considered the wife of the husband. They didn't consummate the marriage. They don't have nesuin, but they already have erusin. So therefore, when the ksuba says haveli lintu, even though they didn't have nesuin yet, since they already had erusin, we could be lenient if the ksuba was written by day and only signed, and the marriage even though the marriage took place at night. But nowadays, where erusin and nesuin are essentially done at the same time under the chuppah, so if the ksuba says haveli lintu and it's before there was any erusin, then that ksuba is wrong, and therefore the halacha is that the ksuba should not, that ksuba should not be signed that way. And if we're going to have a situation where the ksuba is being prepared by day, but the chuppah will only be after night, the ksuba should be signed under the chuppah, or the ksuba should be written in a way that the date of the ksuba is only on the date of the actual wedding. We learned in our Mishnah, a machloikis, what's the halacha of a get the nichta b'yoyim v'nechna b'layla? The chama hold that such a get is possible, but we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Machsha. Amar Rav Maitama de Rav Shimon, Ksavar, Rav Shimon's opinion is, that kimish nasa ein of l'garsha, once the husband decided to divorce his wife, shuv ein le'peiris, he's not entitled to peiris. So even though he didn't actually yet give it a get, what are we worried about the date of a get, as we learned in our previous year, is because the peiris. Here, what are we worried about? That the date on the get is before the actual get took place, and therefore the husband is still entitled to the peiris. And since the husband is still entitled to the peiris, if he sold those peiris, that sale was a legitimate sale. And if the wife will now go to the people who bought those peiris and say, you were not entitled to buy them because they were no longer my husband's, she has a right to say so, even though she wasn't divorced. Because our Gemara, Rav Shimon, is introducing the concept of Kivin Shanosna Ein of Lagarsha, as soon as he decided to divorce her, even though he didn't actually divorce her, the halach is that he's no longer entitled to peiris. And as we discussed in our previous shir, this is the source for the opinion of the Yam Shel Shloima. What the Yam Shel Shloima taught us in our previous shir, if you have a couple that is in the midst of getting divorced, but they didn't actually get divorced, and then the wife unfortunately passed away, the halacha is that he doesn't have to sit shiva for her, because our Gemara teaches us the concept of Kivin Shenasna Gersha, once he decided that he wants to divorce her, the halach is they're not considered, we wouldn't have to sit shiva for her. And similarly, I saw that the Sefer Cheshuki Chemet says, we know that a husband is mechuyiv l'sameich es ishtoi. A husband on Yontif is supposed to treat his wife and buy her clothing, buy her new clothing, new shoes, all a covered yontif. Says the Cheshuki Chemed that if we have a couple who's in the midst of getting divorced, even though they're not actually divorced yet, as we learned in our Gemara, the new concept of Nasa Ein of Lagarsha, once he decided to divorce her, the halachas that exist between a husband and a wife no longer would apply. And similarly, he discusses, we learned in Masechta Saita, the concept of Shana Rishona, different halachas that are applicable during the first year of marriage. He suggests that those halachas would also not apply, all based on this Yamsha Shleima, which is based on the concept that our Gemara just said. Says the Gemara, says Rish Lakish, even though we just learned that Rav Shimon is lenient on a get that was nechta b'yoyim v'nechtam b'layla, says the Gemara, Amr Rish Lakish, la'hechsher Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon was only lenient el altar, if it was signed then that night, av mekanasar yomim, if it's going to take 10 days, it was written one day, and it was only signed 10 days later, the halacha is av mekanasar yomim lahichshav. There is a debate amongst the poskim, what does the Gemara mean? Does it mean that you have up to 10 days, that Rav Shimon is lenient only up to 10 days, or it means as long as it wasn't the same day? Many Mefarshim suggest that the number 10 that's mentioned in our Gemara is specifically the number 10. Why is it specifically the number 10? Because till 10 days, people normally, as we're about to see, the concern is Chashin and Shem Pais. We're concerned that maybe he changed his mind. Until 10 days, people aren't going to change their mind. Once it took longer than 10 days, that's when we have to start assuming that maybe he changed his mind. Even if the get was signed 10 days later, the get is still a good get. Because says Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shimon's opinion is, Emisa the pious, if the man had regretted, Kala Isla Lameisa, people would have known. And therefore, if we don't know, we could assume that that was his intention all along. Itmar, says the Gemara, Amal Asara, if a husband said to 10 men, Kisru Git Lishti, you write a get for my wife. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnayim Shem Edim, two of them are considered Edim on the get, and like all Gittin, they have to have Edim. The Kulam, the other eight who have to sign the get, are signing not because they're Edim, but they're signing because of a Tanai, because the husband made this stipulation. The Tferes Yaakov says that even though throughout Shas we have halacha of various halachas regarding Tanayim, you have to have a Tanai Kafel. For Tanai to be considered valid Tanai, it has to be expressed, yet the positive and the negative. This is not that type of Tanai. He's only making them Shlichim, and therefore it's not the regular Hilchos Tanayim don't apply. Shlokashama Kulam Shem Edim. They're all to be considered Edim. Says the Gemara, what is the case that we are discussing? Hey Chidami, Ilem Deloy Amalul Kulchem. If he did not say the words Kulchem Kisva Get Lishti, all he said was Kisva Get Lishti. Ask the Gemara Vatanan. We're going to learn in a Mishnah later in Amasechta on Daf Samach Vavam Beis. Amal Asar. If somebody said to 10 men Kisva Get Lishti, Echid Kaisiv, one of them should be a cipher to write it, the Shnayim Chaisman, and you don't need more than two of them should sign it. So certainly that is not consistent, not with Rabbi Yochanan, nor with Rish Lakish, because Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both said that all of them have to sign. Their only disagreement was what role were they playing when they were signing. Elop says the merit must be speaking about a case. Since he clearly indicated the words Kisvu Get Lishti, all of them have to sign. There's no machlokes. The only machlokes is what role do they play in signing? Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what is the basis of their machlokes? Answer the Gemara, Ika benayu, the chosim trei minayu yoimayu. Two of them signed the get on the day it was written. Vinuch and the rest, mikam v'asar yomim, 10 days, within the 10 days, not that day. Mandama Mishum Tanai, the mandama that says that the other eight that are signing are only signing because of a Tanai, so it's kosher. because the Eidim have to sign the get the same day it was written. These people are not playing the role of Eidim. However, Mandam Mishim Eidim, the one that says that the signing because of Eidim, so we're learning that the get has to be written and signed on the same day, and it would be possible. Inami, another nafkamina. Kigon shenimtza echemem karav apostle. If one of the other eight people is a relative to the husband or the wife or to one of the other Eidim, apostle, or he's an individual who's a person who's disqualified to be an aid. Lamanda Amar Shun Tanai, according to Mandam that says that they're signing just because of the Tanai, so then the fact that they have this disqualification won't be an issue. Kosher, because they're not signing as Eidim. And this halachs that we're learning only apply to Eidim. Mandam Shem Eidim, but the signing as Eidim would be possible. Says the Gemara. If one of the two people that signed at the beginning were a Karav apostle, so now the question is, how will we look at it? According to Rabbi Yochanan just taught us that when you have people signing, the two are signing, that's Eidim, and eight are signing, but tonight. So the Gemara's question is, does the place where somebody signs a document prove what role he's playing? Yechasim betfila, Karav apostle, if one of the first two signatories was a person who's disqualified to be an aid, what will Rabbi Yochanan say? Amlei kosher, there's a version that says Rabbi Yochanan says it's kosher, Amlei apostle. In other words, if the first two that signed were kosher aidim, then there's no shaila. The question is that one of these people were the first signatories. Amlei kosher tanaihu. Their role here is to be only because of the tanai, and therefore the fact that they're disqualified aidim doesn't disqualify the get. Amlei pasul, but the one that holds its pasul says it's pasul, even though there are other people who signed here who are kosher aidim, but a pasul. Because also lachlufi b'shtaris d'alma, there's a concern that people will see shtaris that have eidim that are apostle, and they'll think if this get is good, it's also good in other circumstances. But those circumstances are very different. It says the Gemara, "Huda amal asar noshin kisu git lishti, write a get for my wife." He told all 10, "You need to sign." Chosam betrei minei b'yomei, two of them signed on the day that it was written. Vinach mekam asar yomim, and the rest signed later. Also, Kameder Rishua Melevi. The question was brought to Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, because the question is, if we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that the other eight are signing because of Tanai, there's no problem with this get. If we're saying like Rish Lakish, then that the other eight are also signing because they're Eidim, the get would be possible. So the question was, what is the halacha? Amalei Kedai Rav Shimon Lissabach Labashat Tchak. That even if the get wasn't written and signed on the same day, even if they're Eidim, Rav Shimon's opinion is that the get is still kosher. Ask the Gemara, but Hamar Rish Lakish, haven't we learned that even Rish Lakish taught us that even Rav Shimon, who is lenient, Lahichsh Rav Shimon El Alter, if they were signed before 10 days, Av Mikam Asar Yomim, Loi. Says the Gemara, by he, in this case of Shuba Levi holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that they're not signing as Eidim, they're signing because of a Tanai. And therefore, it's not a problem. Ask the Gemara, Varav Yochanan Shnei Mishum Eidim Mekul Mishum Tanai, and therefore, the halach is that even the Chachamim should hold it's a good get, not just Rav Shimon, says the Gemara, but he, in that Machloikis, Krav Shua Sferilei, that he holds like Rishu Ben Rish Lakish that they're Eidim.